Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Chuck. Welcome back. Well, I'm going to get out here and we're going to do a little bit of a coffee talk drive. I've got a new route that I want to try in the morning. It has nothing to do with unprotected left turns. It's nothing to do with my first impressions drive. It's all about kind of the back roads, seeing what FSD does in certain scenarios, like a school zone. I put a school in here that's just around the neighborhood, and I guess it chose to jump out on Roosevelt, which is fine. It's going to get a little bit of busy traffic merging out here, a little bit of a right turn into traffic. And I've got this new roundabout that I want to go see, and I talked about it on a few other videos. It's actually a Turbo Roundabout is the name of it. And I looked at some drone footage of this thing. All right, we got some serious traffic from the left. Some headlights on, some headlights off. We're not doing the unprotected. We're going to the right. Okay, the right lane is getting ready to be open with some more traffic on the left. Is it going to jump in the right? It sure is. Very confidently into the right lane with that other car doing an unprotected left, forward facing. So this is going to be something different. Different routes, different time of day. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, so I'm hoping to hit some school zones, and it'd be great if we hit a school bus. This is another one of the unprotected lefts that I've seen the 8S drivers testing on here, but we're just jumping back in here. But if you notice, I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat. All of these streets cross Roosevelt in the same way as my quote unquote unprotected left turn. Got a yield here. Got to look back to the right. We do have some traffic. Okay, so we had to stop on that yield. That doesn't happen very often in my neighborhood. Okay, and we're clear from the right. And we're going to be taking an immediate right. Cool. And then we're going to be going down here. And it's got this traffic circle. It's got to kind of go around. It's a one-way traffic circle, so it can't go left. It's not a two-way. So it's got it mapped correctly. I'm just going to have to stay on my game to keep these waypoints sequenced right. But if you see up here, now this is not a school zone, but this is kind of a school crossing sign, just kind of warning, you know, look out for kids. There's a potential for pedestrians walking. One way to the right. Let me have some of my coffee. You guys wonder how I stay so amped up. Well, part of it's FSD is really, really exciting. A little bit of uncertainty there. It just took an extra peak with a little bit of a slowdown with a brake. A lot of people are still reporting brake stabbing on this version. I am not seeing a lot of it. I mean, Omar's been complaining the most about it amongst the people that have it, but there's a lot of people out there that have been saying they're noticing it too. So I'm going to try to make sure I'm being completely honest and describing where I'm feeling braking. But if it's smooth braking, I'm just going to say it. Yeah. Always stop here. Ooh, I see a school bus up there, but he's going to drop kids off. Ooh, wow, that was a little bit of a strong brake, but it was kind of the direction of the sun at that four-way stop that kind of made that happen. All right, I'm gonna edit my trip now. I'm gonna get rid of the Ortega school. It should continue straight through, and it is. All right, you got these crosswalks here. No crossing guards yet. I don't know. Now, here's our speed limit sign. Let me look. It is 8:10 and 7:30 to 8:30, and it didn't slow down. Okay, that's a snapshot. That, it should have been slowing down in a school zone here. It blew right through it. And here's our in school zone signs. Do it say 28 all the way through here? You know, I've seen it slow down for school zones in other areas, but it had the flashing yellow light. That spot was just a sign with a time window on it. And it went straight through it. And we have 20 more minutes of the time frame. Right out here on this street, this Baltic Avenue street, is right where it had the flashing light and it slowed down just fine. Looking there to the left, that's a little manhole cover that almost looks like a pothole. All right, clear around, coming around, that was smooth. No brake stabbing on that one. And see, here's the end school zone sign coming from the other direction. So that's actually kind of a fail on school zones right out of the gate. A little disappointing there. All right, let me go ahead and edit that. Keep us going. Looks like the drawbridge is down. In the summertime, this drawbridge goes up about every hour and you hit it nonstop. In the wintertime, you just don't hit it as often. Not much to do there, but these crossbars is another scenario that possibly we're gonna get a test where you see the crossbars coming down without having to use a train. Obviously, trains are a little bit more important than maybe that crossbar, because it's pretty obvious you're not going to cross the bridge there. So why do we think they have improved school zones in the release notes? I wonder if it's purely map data related. I mean that school's been there for decades, generations really. It has to have a map data layer saying it's a school zone. It was well marked. That's not like it changed recently. So if anything was reliant on map data, I would have thought that school zone would have had it. So maybe the symbology or the infrastructure required is a little bit more than just a map layer. Maybe it needs the flashing light. Little bit of indecision there. Go, stop, go, kind of at the can I turn right on red scenario there. Pedestrian off to the right, well mapped. Cars trying to turn left. Oh, did you see that? Okay, that was a little bit, that's my second snapshot there. I'm gonna try to be a little bit more consistent on taking snapshots on the things I want the team to see. Sometimes I do get a little distracted with talking, but I only get about 10 of those presses until the downloads can happen. So I'll keep track of them, hopefully. It's that flashing, that car had his blinker on, but he didn't show any trajectory, and the car was almost double tapping like it wanted to let a pedestrian cross. That was definitely a scenario to continue. It made the right decision, but it just had the additional pausing there to think about it. All right, coming around our traffic circle. This is the little circle, not the one we're trying to work our way towards. See, there's another school zone up here to the left. I wonder if I can't really change it now. But do you see all the kids in the school zone up there? Gosh, maybe I need to remember that for my route. It'd be better to force the car to go up that way rather than come back around this way to Biscotti's. Ooh, wow, that is direct sunlight in my eyes. I can't see anything. I'm just squinting, and then it went away. Didn't get any red hands or anything there, so that was a good job by FSD handling that. I just got the camera visibility limit, though. See that? And I just washed the windshield. I apologize to those of you that think I drive with too much, dirty windshield, but I did. I did the glass cleaner and the cotton shirt for you guys this morning. I didn't spend a lot of time on it, but I did wipe it, so it was freshly wiped down on the outside. So I'm guessing this visibility limit is just pure diffraction on the angle there. These camera housings have been cleaned, so you can't say that, I got to have that service done every week or something. I mean, geez, Tesla's got to figure that out. They cannot have that be a paid service event, and Tesla, customers are expected to either take it in for service or try to learn to do it themselves without breaking their housing. That is not for the faint of heart. Don't take apart that housing if you're not comfortable with the DIY car stuff. There's some GPS in there. There's a few things in there. And some of the tiny plastic parts are really, really tiny. The clips, and you can break them or lose them. But it is one of those things. We've got a warning here, and the warning's just staying there. Don't give me an alert that I can't fix. All right, I'm going to let the car park here at Biscotti's, only because it does add an extra element of backing in and backing out, and it's fun to watch it do it. I do want to change it to parking lot, though, not curbside. Now, there is some thought about when you can tell it's thinking for parking. I'm still looking. It's got its blinker on, so it's obviously looking for parking now. No spots. Oh, is it going to go into the handicap spot? Oh, it's got a few extra spots up here. So we're good. Easy peasy. All the way in. Nice and close to the curb. Don't have a bumper camera yet, so I can't show you. Self-driving, we're backing up. Here we go. Got some traffic. Got the red bar. It's beeping. One, two. Little cars coming. I can see they're tiny in the camera for me, but I'm guessing... Woo, look at that pre-roll. Pre-roll, right? It's more comfortable backing up with a camera view than I am looking in the camera view to make a decision. All right, and now we're on our way to a new waypoint I've got. I've called it FSD Dollar General. This Dollar General is right at the junction of this turbo roundabout. So I'm gonna go ahead and let it park at Dollar General just because it's a parking lot. And let's see, if we have parking lot selected. This is where our flagmen were the other day. This construction is going around here. No flagman here yet. But we are just going to let it weave through these kind of neighborhood subdivisions. The pedestrians are out walking their dogs and things like that this morning. There's a lot of good video content out on FSD 14. I'm really glad that 14.1.3 has gone somewhat wider. I don't think it's fair to use the term wide because everybody doesn't have it. But it is going to S&X, going through a yellow there. Nice job. Good reaction. It's definitely not wide, meaning everybody doesn't have it. We still don't have an answer on Hardware 3 getting any updates of anything, even a refactored 13 or anything. So mum's the word there. We do have earnings today, this afternoon, after the closing market. I think earnings start at 5:30. So I guess that is the next opportunity where Hardware 3 will come up, or Robotaxi will come up, or maybe how FSD 14 is doing from Tesla's perspective. Maybe Ashok and or Elon will make some comments on that. That would be great. I'll be listening just to see if there's any FSD information in there. All right, after this red light, we're crossing Park Avenue here, and then we're going to go underneath Roosevelt, and we're taking this side street back and around to Dollar General. That actually, I think, avoids the turbo roundabout, but we're going to get our first peek at it with the route it's chosen and see if it comes up with any. I don't have it, the options right now to choose another route to it, so I'm just going to let it do its thing on this first one, and if I need to tweak it another time, we will. So he's turning left. I'm not going around him here, interestingly. I could probably find a way around him. Oh, and then it went red again, so now we're waiting. So that whole light was wasted on that guy doing a left turn. That would have been a scenario where I think I, as a human, would have found the way around him doing the left, because there was plenty of room. Maybe the car was just too close to think it had the turning radius to get across. And away we go. I was watching the pedestrian sign to the left before we took off. I was watching, you know how the pedestrian countdown timer goes down to zero, and then depending on the width of the street, a few seconds later, the light turns green typically. I was looking for any sort of break release or pre-roll or any indication that it was going to go before the light turned green. I didn't see anything on that intersection anyway. I know there's a little bit of a theory that somehow it knows it can go based on other information, and I'm not really sure what that information is yet, but I've seen scenarios where it obviously was taking a pre-roll before it turned green. So there's something in the data set it's using. Everybody's got their Halloween decorations out. It's kind of fun to see. All right, I've got a detour ahead sign. I'm not exactly sure what the detour is. We have a stop truck on the right with his hazards on that's kind of in this little gore section that we shouldn't be driving in anyway. But the truck driver just got out, so he's doing a delivery. It looks like it's a Kroger delivery truck. He just is choosing to do that spot to park. Didn't deal with him at all. No issues. Okay, we're going through this light, and I think we're taking this side street to the right. I haven't been down this road. Crossing the railroad tracks, no special warnings there. We're essentially following these lead cars. All right, no big deal there. New traffic pattern. That's probably warning us of this turbo roundabout coming up. Honestly, this little jog it's taking to the left of the stop sign to approach the Dollar General? That was not my intent on doing that. I wonder. Nah, I'm just going to let it do it. We'll take a look, and maybe I'll come out of the Dollar General, and I've got another waypoint to go through. Hopefully, I'll find a way to make it go through it. I know I could stop it and go back to Dollar General. It might give me an alternate route, but I don't want to do that because I've got a bunch of waypoints underneath it that are already pre-programmed. So this is fine. I can see a lot of orange up there, so there's definitely still construction signs, probably just warning about the new traffic pattern on the turbo roundabout. All right, jumping onto Post Street, a little bit busier street here, double yellow line type of road. It's got a stop, it's got a creep out. Kind of look, I can, yeah. Ooh, big slowdown that was unnecessary there. That was just a scared brake tap. It's almost like it's creep and then it took another creep, but instead of slowly creeping out and committing, it just kind of stopped with a harsh kind of a end of creep curve. So that was a little rough. Lots of construction you can see up here. The parking lot entrance, just like it's mapped, is accurate. So we're going to get a little left turn into Dollar General. You can start to see this turbo roundabout up there. Got a delivery going on. Parking lot is selected. There's plenty of spots here. Let's just see where it chooses to go. Right next to the handicap. Didn't choose the handicap. That's fine. Is it going to one-shot it? Yep, it's one-shotting it. Okay, so now, where is it going to go to get to our... It's going around the block. I don't want to do that because the intersection is kind of down here. It's really doing everything to avoid that. So I'm going to somehow add just a point that might force it to go there. All right, that's where I want to go. How are you going to get there? We'll see if it does it. This traffic pattern is so new, I don't know how to navigate to it. It definitely seems to be doing some navigation around it using what would be intersection streets, but... All right, so it's going to take a left here, and I'm going to need to have my edit trip up. What are you going to do? You're turning right anyway? Holy smokes. You're turning right anyway. What are you doing? Look what it's doing. It does not want to go through that roundabout. I've got a waypoint right there. That's not the way to get there. Oh, your little network brain is confused. What? This isn't right. Well, how do I know it's not right? Let me watch you just do your thing. I'm definitely forcing it. This is not what you would do in a robo-taxi. I'm trying to get it to go through an intersection I think it's going to be uncomfortable with. It did not want to take a left. And I don't know if it's because it couldn't see. It had it mapped initially, but then it said no. I've got a detour to the left. Now it's trying to get into that parking lot. I'm going to edit trip again. I'm going to delete that point. How are you going to get there now? I got a bus stopped here. What are you doing? It's really confused. It does not like it. The bus is stopped. I don't know why the bus is stopped. He's waving. All right, I am taking over because I don't know why the bus was stopped. And I am going to engage it now, which is now forcing it into this turbo roundabout that I don't even know where it goes. So we're into the turbo, and you just got out of the turbo roundabout right away. You did not want to do that. Come on now. How am I going to get you to do it? That's good, doing another block turn. It's going back around the same exact direction. There's this bus. He's like, there's a guy with the camera again. I mean, forcing a car to go somewhere it doesn't want to go is fighting the algorithm. So this is not fair, to be honest. I really want to go right here. It wants to go, increased attention required. It really wants to go left. I don't want it to go left. I want to go right. Even if I drive manually, I want to drive through this roundabout. So I'm disengaging again. This is all me forcing a situation. Because I want to go into the roundabout and go around. So let's figure it out. All right, I'm disengaging because it hasn't mapped the same exact route. So I'm just going to go in to the turbo. Let's see what it's... See, the thing about this roundabout, it's also got railroad tracks on it. So railroad tracks here with crossbars that could be down. It looks like it can now go left here. And now I'm going to engage it right there. Now find your way. Oh, you're going to get in there again. All right, he's got a yield, so you go. You're just going to fight your way out of this, aren't you? Well, let's play Big Ben Parliament. We're going to come back around. Big Ben Parliament. I'm going to engage again. You're going across the railroad tracks. Follow that lead car. Oh, man, you are just getting out of the way of that roundabout. You don't like it. Now what are you going to do? You're going to reroute another way? Yeah, you're getting... Okay. Well, I don't know. Was that... I got to figure that out. I mean, that was the craziest roundabout I've ever seen. With railroad track intersections, you can keep going around. It wasn't a true turbo, come to find out. The turbos, you can't kind of do a loop. It forces you to exit. But it was pretty obvious to me, if I knew where I wanted to go, how to get there, just kind of keep going that direction until there's an exit. There were plenty of yields. I can definitely see the school kids are apparently very confused by how they're supposed to cross that intersection. Just because it's new and it's got all the letting this guy go in front of us, which was good. Is he going to block our road now? Nope. Okay. So now we're getting our way across. So what do you guys think I should do with that roundabout? I know it's a new traffic feature, so it's going to be fun to kind of play with how the car does it. It definitely didn't want to do it. It might have been the construction zones and everything it's got in its brain to avoid that. It was doing it. So no harm, no foul on the decisions the car was making. I just was hoping to kind of watch it do its thing in a new traffic feature, but it really didn't want to do it. I don't know, maybe it's not a good thing to incorporate if it's just going to dodge it every time, unless I can find another route that it's more comfortable with using, going through it to get there. But you can see there's so many ways to get there without using it by using those back roads and taking another left and going further around that it can always reroute. And it seemed to know that it needed to reroute. That traffic circle just opened up like in the last few weeks. So I don't think there's a map data layer that is current with that. Somebody was asking me about map data on my build the other day, that there was a new one out, 44, and I don't have that yet. I'm still in 2025.20, so I didn't get any new nav database updates yet. Interesting. It's fascinating to me to think through these things and to see how the neural networks are making decisions smoothly. Honestly, it was making rerouting decisions smoother than it's doing traffic intersections. Right now, it's creeping behavior. It's kind of decision-making on is it clear with cross-traffic is much, much rougher than just navigating around, you know, confusing traffic patterns. There's something in there that is legitimate. I've seen it on this drive this morning. I understand what people are talking about. I didn't see it on my first impressions drive, but, you know, like here, it's got to turn left. It's got its blinker on. It's doing this smoothly because it's just waiting and pre-rolling all the way to the yellow light. So the cars behind us barely made it. All right, let me see where we're getting here. How are we doing on time? Not doing too bad. I might not go all the way to 5 points, but we'll see what this does. 5 points is a great destination because there's a lot of traffic, but there might be some more interactions with buses and stuff like that up here too. I don't think that school zone scenario right off the bat is a reason to not let this go wide. That it's been that way forever, but it is interesting that it was in the release notes that it was improved. And it wasn't fixed. Okay, now I've got a pedestrian and I've got a walk. It was just flashing there. So this is not a school zone yet. Yeah, okay, there's the school zone sign. Are we in the window? Okay, when flashing? Okay, it's not flashing, which means we're not in that zone. We must be after 8:30. So the zone just ended. So the speed limit didn't change. That pedestrian sign was kind of flashing like it does when there's a pedestrian in the crosswalk. I didn't see one. Yeah, so we are outside of our window for the school zones now, but it's important that it knows how to do this school zone and school bus thing, even if it's overcautious. I mean, obviously you don't want it slowing down to 15 at, you know, 6 at night just because it can recognize a school zone sign but doesn't know how to read it. So it needs to know the time base, you know. And I want to acknowledge, I do use the word read a lot when I talk about FSD. I know it's not reading. It's all pattern recognition. But, you know, I don't know if you guys read that recent paper. Dr. Know-It-All talked about it. You know, I think Andres talked about it. There's a new paper that DeepSeek is working on or has written. I'm talking out of my lane a little bit here. But going back to OCR using neural network models. So, you know, reading may be something that's, we're redoing with neural networks, right? You know, turning patterns into words and then words into logic and then go back into the LLM mode and then go back and understand the context of the words. You know, right now that speed limit sign, it's not reading SPEEDLIMIT30. It's not. It doesn't see those letters, but it's recognizing the font, the size, the shape, and the number, and it's been trained that that means 30. Without understanding the context of the Arabic numerals 30 and the words above it. So that means a school zone sign with times of windows of 7:30 to 8:30 in small font, you know, and a flashing light is a lot easier than a time window in my mind. So that is an infrastructure solution to the time windows is don't use time windows, have flashing lights whenever it is that time and let the infrastructure do that. We can't change the world, though. There are more time-based signs in the United States than I can think of. I mean, they're everywhere. No right on red's a good example, but there's, you know, no right left on Tuesdays kind of signs out there. You know, you got no parking signs with no parking on Tuesdays when the street cleaners come in the city. New York is what I'm talking about. So reading is going to become important if we're going to go down this path. a vision is all we need because that's all human has. So if you're using cameras and or map data layers, but you got to read the world that the humans are in, you got to read eventually. And maybe this new paper that DeepSeek, you know, came out with is on that path of neural networks actually having that capability without having to use older technology or something else that's, you know, having to solve reading. See that? Unnecessary, but it was, I see why it did it. The yard cleaner came out into the street to do his 180 with the edger, but his trajectory to come out into the street was what the car needed to see to stop. I wouldn't have stopped a lick on that because I knew exactly what he was doing. I had the context in my brain of what a yard guy would be doing in the street with an edger. The car did not have that context. It just saw VRU in the street with a trajectory. And then after he turned around and went the other way, it proceeded. But I'm sure the other vehicles around me were like, what are you doing, dude? It was an overreaction for the scenario with the context it had. But it doesn't understand a yard guy. All right, I stopped because of his trajectory. I did not have a stop sign. Now, see, he showed intent too. But I've got a, that's interesting. He was in the, that was actually perfectly legal. They don't have a stop sign either. They're in the path, they're exerting their nose, and they made their way, and they did it. So here we're parking at the 5-point spots like we've done a couple times. Ooh, that wasn't a good shot. Oh, God, we got curbside selected again. But hey, look, that's what it does for curbside drop-off when there's designated parking spots. It just crisscrosses right around them. It'll make the pullout a lot easier, though. You really got to pay attention to the parking type selected. Especially testing this stuff, I've got to be more careful. Where am I going? Oh man, we're going out that way? I don't want to go that way. That's taking me out on the interstate to get home. Let me go and, you guys are saying it lets me add a lot of time here when I'm, let's go back to, I got waypoints, favorites, Riverside parking there. Let's do that. Quick reroute. Oh, and the yellow light stopped it. Okay, so I think we're good now. So it's gonna turn right here. See that? Another little pause there. I don't know what it's pausing for. Whoa, that was not smooth. That's my third, wow. What was that? What did you see, little guy? Okay, here we are, bright in my eyes again. I can't see anything. I'm leaving my visor up just because I'm going to suffer through it. He is in our lane. Wow. The car reacted to it, but that was like somebody pulling out, looking at their phone kind of behavior, and just driving in my lane. It did fine. Pay attention to the road, Chuck. I thought I was paying attention to the road. Maybe I was looking around at that other car driving in my lane. And you never know what you're going to get doing an FSD drive. More coffee. And you guys watch that guy network, Chuck. I love the way he uses coffee in his videos. I don't know. He's just this network guy. He's got a great YouTube channel. He talks a lot about home lab and networking. And it's just one of those kind of, I don't know. I don't know what his profession was beforehand, but he, with my experience, he'd be what I called an architecture engineer or a systems engineer or something like that. They just kind of knew the kind of the lower level setup of computer systems. But anyway, I love watching him and the way he uses his coffee in his videos. It cracks me up. Maybe that's a little bit of where I'm getting my coffee jokes today. All right, I have the next parking spot set up as the exact spot where it changed its mind last time on parking. So now we got traffic backed up, the light is red, my blinker's on. It's either gonna wait on traffic to clear or it's gonna perceive someone giving him a gap and letting him go. So we're gonna see what Possum's gonna do here. There's a little gap here, and I'm looking around. I can't see anybody's faces because the sun in my eyes, so I can't see if anybody's waving me. So I'm just going to do the thing. Nobody's behind me, so I'm not going to be annoying anyone. So it should be turning. There, it's green now. I'm going to let you know if I feel any pre-roll. If I got the CAN bus on, you'll see it on the axle speed. There it's rolling. Is he going to let me? This guy wants to let me go. Let it go. Okay. Oh, see, you hesitated. You hesitated. That version 13 would have nailed that. So he gave you a window. You started intent, and then you chickened out. And now you're just sitting here waiting with your, you know, wheels in your hand. Yeah. We'll see what you do here. You're just going to wait now. So that was, that hesitancy is this faster, smarter, more aware model that just sees everything and isn't as bold on taking the shot. You got to take the shot. Show your intent. Make the other guy slow down. I saw you do it in New York the other day on Joe's video, so I know you know how to do it. Now, I will, to describe it more accurately, I'm going to need to make sure my parking is set to street this time. See, I had to catch that in time. He waited. You waited too long. You started creeping. And then he kind of said, are you going to go? And then he gave a few inches and then you chickened out. So you measured his re-exertion of frustration and then you chickened out. Okay, so there's where we parked before. So that spot's not available. It's got a right blinker on. The POI's on the left. So it's just going to take this spot here probably behind this car. If it stops in front of the driveway, it's probably going to go to park, I'm thinking. Easy peasy. All right. Striking right away, you're gonna, okay, got a car coming, got two cars coming, right after the Rivian, and I think you'll go, a little bit of a pre-roll there, yep, you're pre-rolling it for sure, and on your way. So you really gotta just hawk the type of parking, obviously, nobody else watching this video is doing testing like I am, but, you know, the parking is the context it needs in order to do the maneuver you want, driveway, parking lot, street, curbside. Curbside is the Uber drop-off methodology. We saw it did not honor those parking spot signs at all when they were all open. So it didn't even take in the context of, oh, there's a parking spot here. Let me line up with it to drop you off. It ignored it because of the curbside context, which to me is a little bit of a bug. I get curbside is a style of parking, but in a scenario where there is a line to use, why don't you use them? Right? I mean, if you're choosing that GPS location or that spot to park, fine. But don't force curbside maneuver when there's an available spot, because something could happen. I mean, what if that was the last three spots and then two people needed to park and you're sitting there waiting on a drop off and now you need to be in a spot and you're keeping somebody else from parking there? That's kind of what I mean, is it doesn't make sense to have done that. All right, let's see how it's getting us back. It's good. All right, I can do that. I need to create another POI for that other school we saw, so I need to have a little bit of a memory jogger for that. That was a good one, especially when you're driving before 8:30. So I need to remember, if I'm catching school zones, I got to do this before 8:30. Navigating that tight gap very well. No issues there. We've done this street many times a long time ago. I've started to default back over to Biscotti's for the parking in the village, but this street has just some, I think it has a couple flashing lights and things like that, but we never had any issues with that. More coffee. Keep going, Chuck. Pretty October morning. I love seeing everybody's Halloween decorations out and out and about walking around. It's great. The weather's good. I haven't had much rain driving on any of these versions yet. The fall weather here just doesn't rain a whole lot. Got to kind of wait till the spring again to get much heavy rain. Flashing light here. Does it see it? Right at the last second it saw it. So it's not mapped. It just kind of saw the light the last second. It's kind of through the oak trees. It's just a caution there for slowing people down, I think. It has a flashing red the other direction for cars. Look at this woman here. See her exert her, see that? She exerted intent. It stopped. She blew me a kiss. You're blowing a kiss to the robot, not me. And it did the right thing with the way she expressed intent. But that's how sensitive it is to the pedestrian's intent. All the way back to that, you know, yard guy with an edger that just was doing a loop into the road to flip 180 with his edger. Could you say it's too sensitive? I don't think 13.29 is that sensitive for sure. So if you like the way 13.29 handles VRUs and the smoothness and that sort of stuff, it's much smoother than 14 right now in that scenario. I just think that 14 is seeing everything at a higher frame rate or resolution or whatever the term is that the neural network is ingesting the data, processing it, and it's reacting to it. Sometimes without enough smoothness, I could be tapping the accelerator and forcing it through all these scenarios, but I'm not. I'm just letting it do its thing. A little bit of a unprotected forward-facing left there, waited on some traffic, no problem. I was watching carefully and I was quiet because there was a biker with a child in a car seat, and I didn't know if he was going to jaywalk and try to cross with the gap in traffic and see if the car changed behavior. A couple more flashing yellows. If you can see that far in the cameras, you can kind of see them off in the distance. They're flashing reds from the other direction. The car has never slowed down for these. It's always just kind of rolled right through them. But if a car is coming from the other direction and is doing their stop and then shows intent, here's one right here. He's not showing intent, or she's not showing intent. So that worked out. It didn't slow down at all. So we are going back through the school zone 15 minutes after the school zone ended down here at Fishweir. So I don't think we're going to get any school zone interactions, but there may just be some busy traffic up there, but I don't think the lights will be flashing for us. All right. Nope, the lights are not flashing. I needed to see them behind the oak tree. You can see those flashing lights up there? That's where the school zone starts. It's got flashing lights, and it says when flashing. So that's very logical. I think the car would understand that, no problem. That's the way I think it ought to be handled, but the world isn't that way. Kind of an unpainted speed bump there. It did slow down a little bit. What have we got? What kind of piece of machinery is that? Is that like a street grinder or something? Look at that thing. Yeah, it looks like that's the kind of machine that grinds up a street. Cool. Pedestrian over there delivering some beer, gave him room. I felt a light brake tap, but not a stab at all. It just kind of slowed down a little bit to get his intent, but he didn't kind of poke out towards us, so it didn't overreact at all. Okay, I felt a little bit of a slowdown for that truck when we had the right-of-way. Wasn't necessary. And those hesitations aren't in 13. 13 just plows right through these things. Whether it's because it's ignorant of the situation or it's just exerting its, you know, authority. I don't know. How many got that reference? All right, we got a little orange cone action here. Some more pedestrians. We're going to be taking a left at the light, going back across the drawbridge, and then finishing up in our driveway scenario I've showed you guys the last few times. But yeah, this little morning drive was kind of fun. I'm glad I did this. I need to tweak my waypoints a little bit more for the schools. I think I need to add one for Fishweir to kind of force that. I need to get out and drive before 8:30, maybe kind of start at 7:30 and have a full hour where school zones might be flashing anywhere, maybe even catch a bus or two. I still hadn't hit a bus right on to make it useful. That turbo, it's not a turbo roundabout because it didn't have that, but that roundabout was wacky, wasn't it? I mean, God, if I could hit that roundabout when a train is coming, and I don't know, those crossbars would be coming down. I could probably sit there all day and create testing scenarios, but I got to figure out how to get the car to want to navigate through it. If any of you guys have an idea of how to get the car to navigate, I mean, I guess I can put the POI right in the middle and see what it does, and then delete the waypoint once it's in the middle, because that would have to exit. I'm not sure. Maybe I just shouldn't fight Tesla, either algorithm. If it doesn't want to go, it doesn't want to go. Let it do its thing. Let me know what you guys think in the comments on that, too. I'll take some input and feedback on whether or not that was a waste of time, other than just to see it. All right, sun is in my eyes pretty bad here from the left. Interior, look at you. Now you're telling me interior windshield residue. Schedule service for cleaning. Man, you are just wanting me to go back and get more service. Ah, I got to pay attention to the road that time. Pay attention to the road, Chuck. I don't know. I'm getting ready to trade this car in anyway. Transfer FSD to my Juniper that's coming on November 4th. I guess I'm going to have to sell my screen recording because this screen recording does not work on the new car. I've talked to Adam. It doesn't work. So anybody that wants a screen, let me know and I'll figure out. I'll be able to sell this thing because it's just an unbelievable way of grabbing video in these cars. And I know there's enough of you out there making videos that would want it. I don't know what that wipe was about. Do you see that wipe? It may have to do with the sun angle and it thinks the screen is dirty. And if it is dirty, I had it cleaned. Gotta have it cleaned again, I guess. I guess if this is going to be the future of FSD, every time Tesla comes in, just like having your tires checked, you better clean that camera. You can't be charging customers every time you get a warning here. About your camera visibility limited. I mean, all of those warnings were when the sun was directly in my eyes. That's all. Frustrating, I guess. I can't fix that without, you know, going at $100 a pop. I think it's 95 or something like that now. All right, where are we, guys? We're gonna wrap this up. About a 45-minute drive. I probably didn't fast forward much of that because I was gabbing the whole time. Kind of flunked the school zone right off the get-go. That's a little bit disappointing. Saw a whole bunch of traffic interactions. Got a lot of sun in the eyes interactions. Going around a biker right here as I do my wrap-up. How are you going to handle that? Perfectly. I definitely did see a little bit more of the brake grabbing today than I did on my first impressions drive. But it seems to be focused around stop signs right on reds when it's got to clear its way, when it does not have the right of way and it's clearing itself, that's when it's happening. It's like it's double checking, triple checking that it's clear. There were a couple times we got brake stabs when there was nobody coming, so it wasn't getting set by itself. And I got driveway set here, so it's gonna go in the driveway. So it was definitely doing its own cautiousness there. Maybe it just double checked and didn't think it saw everything. So yeah, that's where we're at. What do you guys think? Hopefully you enjoy this content. Let me know in the comments below. Hopefully I'll be able to get this up for you guys quickly. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.